Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Hi. I hate to ambush your airwaves, but we should take a second to chat. We need to prepare for your future, and that's what I'm here for. CPAs don't just handle tax returns. We team up with you to help make your ideal financial future a reality. From buying a home to financing your retirement, we want to make sure you're financially secure. The Oklahoma Society of CPAs. Accounting for everything. Visit findyourcpa.com and start the conversation.
Still no word from Pat Roberts and the Senate Agriculture Committee regarding a confirmation hearing date for Sonny Perdue to be USDA Secretary of Agriculture. The paperwork is in place now, apparently, just waiting for the Senate Agriculture Committee to pull a trigger on an actual date, maybe as early as next week, but it could be the week of the 27th of March before that all happens. No big surprises. U.S. Federal Reserve again elected to move forward with interest rate increases following a meeting yesterday. Widely expected, the decision raises the Fed's benchmark rate to range between 0.75% and 1%. The Fed attributed the change to a continued moderate pace of the U.S. economy. For agriculture, a USDA economist has previously said interest rate increases mean more of the same for the farm economy, which is slumping amid low commodity prices. Meanwhile, the stock market liked what they saw when the Fed stepped up and raised the interest rates, the stock market rallying after that decision was announced. Last night, Oklahoma Youth Expo's Night of Stars Gilt Sale. The gilt's going to a bunch of states around the country, and the top-selling gilt was the top Berkshire, the Supreme Champion Purebred Hog, the Berkshire Gilt. So shown by Ty Goss from Leedy FFA, brought $32,500. Market Animal Show full speed ahead right now. We'll have the Grand Champion Drive this evening, then the sale of champions tomorrow afternoon at State Fair Park. Some of the breed champions thus far in the cattle division, Charlet Market Steer Champ, shown by Chancey Clark from Sequoia County 4-H, Gelvy Market Steer Champ, Braden Kiting, Guthrie FFA, Hereford Market Steer Champion, Carrington Troyer, Adair FFA, Limousine Market Steer Champ, Braden Holt from Hobart FFA, Maine Anjou Market Steer Champ, Hayden Talaferro from Sterling FFA, Salir Market Steer Champion, Emma Farmer, Fort Cobb Broxton FFA, Shorthorn Market Steer Champion, Tommy Glover from Elgin FFA, Simmental Market Steer Champion, Bailey Hooper from Temple FFA. On the hogs, Berkshire Market Barrel Champ, shown by Jaden Lingo, El Reno FFA, Chester White Market Barrel Champion, Zoe Halpin from Tuttle FFA, Durock Market Champion, Durock Barrel Champion, Garrison Striker, El Reno 4-H, Poland China Market Barrel Champion, shown by Macy McMahon, Paul's Valley FFA, Spot Barrel Champion, shown by Wyatt Jones, Leedy 4-H, and the Hampshire Market Barrel Champion, Carly Swartfeger, Stratford FFA, Yorkshire Market Barrel Champion, Addison Thompson, Noble FFA. Our coverage from OYE, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. You've got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.